I want to welcome you once again, and today we're going to talk about how to reclaim missing members in your church.
欢迎回到来这个系列，我们要学习，今天我们要学习的是如何赎回这些已经失落了这些教友。
How many of you know someone or even many people that once attended your church but are no longer going there?
你们随便是一些人曾经参加过你的教会，或者很多人曾经参加过你的教会，但是现在已经不在教会了。
Many of us know at least one person.
我们大多数的人至少认识一位。
And it seems like over time our churches change.
而时间的时一跟着时间的过去，我们的那些啊，是跟着时间的过去，我们的。教会也改变。
New people come in.
新的人啊来到。
And many people go out.
而很多人也出去了。
And when this change takes place over time slowly, we barely ever recognize it.
而当时间教会改变的时候，我们似乎不能认识到。
Many of us have friends or even loved ones, those that are close to us, that once attended God's church, but now don't go anymore.
很多时候有人参加上帝的教会，但是现在并不参加了。
The Bible is full of stories like this.
圣经充满了这样子的故事。
In Luke chapter 15, it gives three parables.
在路加福音十五章给了三个比喻。
It gives the parable of the lost sheep.
给了迷羊的比喻。
The parable of the lost coin.
失钱的比喻。
And the parable of the lost or the prodigal son.
还有浪子的比喻。
And the Bible tells us that when those things were found, there was great rejoicing in heaven.
而圣经告诉我们，当这些事情都这些东西都被找到的时候，天上都有喜乐欢喜。
When you lose something of value to you.
当你失去一个重要的贵重的东西的时候。
When you find it, does it bring joy to your heart?
当你找到的时候，对你心里你会有欢欣吗？
I remember once I thought I lost my iPhone.
有一次我还以为我不见了我的 iPhone.
And I looked for 2 days for my iPhone.
我整整两天了一直在找我的电话。
I looked in my car.
在我的车里找。
I looked in the couch.
在这个沙发里找。
I looked under the bed.
在床底下找。
And I couldn't find it anywhere.
我一点也找不到。
I was getting nervous.
我开始非常的紧张。
iPhones are very expensive, right?
iPhone 非常贵的吗？
And finally, I found what happened to it.
所以我终于发现在哪里了。
My dog had taken my iPhone underneath the bed and was chewing on it.
我的狗拿了我的 iPhone 在床底下，而且一直在咬着那 iPhone.
He took it to his secret hiding place.
拿了它去它的那个隐秘之地。
And thankfully, it had the cover on it that was protecting it.
还好这个有这个保护膜，有这保护层能够保护我的电话。
And the phone wasn't damaged.
电话没有受损。
But when we lose something of value,
但是当你失去对你有价值的东西
，we get nervous.
我们开始感到慌张。
I want you to think about God.
然后你想想上帝。
Think about those who have left His church.
那些离开他教会的人。
Think about if you have children.
接下来看，如果你有孩子的话。
If you were to lose one of your valuable children.
如果你失去你其中一个珍贵的孩子。
Once my mother lost me.
我。如果母亲失去我的话
，She left me in the store, and she went to the car.
有一次，我母亲把我丢啊，不小心的把我留在我的店里。
She thought I was there meeting her. I told her I'd be there.
她以为我会在车上遇见她。
But I was just little.
因为那时候我很小。
But I was in the toy section.
因为我在这个玩具部，我一
looking at all the toys.
我会在车上回去见她的。
And my mother panicked.
所以我看着这些玩具的时候。我的母亲慌张了。
She got nervous.
因为她在车上看不到我。
And then she went back into the store and they called my name over the loudspeaker in the store.
她回去那购物商场，然后通过那广播系统就讲出我的名字。
And when I came to the front, do you think she was happy to see me?
而当我回到这个购物商场的前面的时候，你觉得她看到我开心吗？
No, she wasn't.
不是的。
She was mad.
她非常的生气。
But God is not mad.
但上帝不是生气的。
God is happy.
上帝是开心的。
When lost souls return to Him.
当失落的灵魂回到他那里去的时候。
If we have lost something valuable.
因为当我们失去一个珍贵的东西时。
It puts a hole in our hearts.
它似乎在我们心里有一个洞。
And with God, it's the same.
而跟上帝也是一样的。
When there are souls, precious souls that are lost from His house, there's a hole in His heart.
当你珍贵的生命在他的家里消失的时候，他的心里也有一个洞。
There's a desire for them to come home.
And
we want to know today, how can we bring those lost souls back into God's
house?
Before we talk about this, we need to understand, before we know how to bring them back, we need to know why they leave.
当我们把他们带回来之前, 我们要学习为什么他们要离开。
How many of you think that's important?
你们觉得这重要吗?
Very important to know why they leave.
非常重要, 为什么他们要离开,
there are five main reasons why Seventh-day Adventists leave the church today.
有一个五个原因为什么复灵信徒今日离开教会。
But I want to share something with you very important.
但我要跟你分享一个很重要的事。
Most Seventh-day Adventists do not leave the church because they do not any believe in the message anymore.
大多数的复灵信徒离开教会不是他们不再相信那讯息了。Most
of the time, there are many, many other reasons why they might leave, but it's rarely because they don't believe the truth.
很多时候是有很多不同的理由,大多数的时候是不是因为他们不相信讯息。Here's
what I found.
这是我找到的。
Is that once you know the truth of God's word,
所以我发现当你知道上帝的真理的时候,
once you know the beautiful message that are in the pages of prophecy and scripture,
当你知道预言里圣经中的这些美妙的真相的时候,
it does not leave you.
不会离开你的,
you can't forget it.
你很难忘记这些真理。
It burns into your mind and it burns into your heart.
似乎在你心中, 在你脑里留下深刻的印象。
So many of the people that I visited who are missing members, I have always found that they tell me, I still believe in the message.
所以我探访了很多人, 他们还是说, 我还是相信了讯息。
So what are the other reasons why they leave?
但是为什么他们离开呢?
Let's look at those reasons.
帮我们看一看这个原因。
The number one reason is because many times they have a conflict either with a church member or the pastor.
第一是他们与这个教友或者与牧师有着争执。
You have to be very careful.
我们要非常的小心。
Because when the church comes together and they decide to work together,
因为当教会一起, 聚集的时候, 打算一起工作的时候,
the devil is going to attack twice as much.
魔鬼会双倍的攻打他们。
And often when you work closely with someone, one of two things happens.
当你与人合作的时候, 有两件, 其中一件事会发生。
Either you get very, very close to that person,
你们不是和那个人非常的亲近,
or you become irritated by everything they do.
你就觉得他, 不然就是你觉得那个人做的每一件事都非常厌烦。
You know what I mean?
了解我说的话吗?
Personalities either work together, or some personalities are better not to work together.
不同个性可能合作比较好, 可是有些是不合作比较好。
And when people put it in their hearts to work closely together, the devil's going to try his best to get in there and disrupt it.
当那些个性有这些, 冲突的时候, 魔鬼会尝试让他们有这个不合。
Often disagreements and arguments can take place.
很多时候这些争论会发生。
We have to guard ourselves against that.
我们需要小心不要这样子。
Every time something good happens in your church,
很多时候当你教会里有好事发生的时候,
whether it be revival,
无论是复兴,
or a commitment from the church to do evangelism,
或是教会献身要做布道,
or something great happens like this,
或是很大的事件发生的时候,
you got to look out.
你要小心,
because the devil is looking by to destroy it.
因为魔鬼在等待要
It seems like in the places where God's church is doing the greatest things is also the place where the devil is working the most.
似乎在上帝的教会,当他们做最弱工作的时候,是魔鬼也攻打他们最强烈的时候。
I remember working in a particular church that was very on fire for evangelism.
我记得我曾经在一个教会工作,那教会是充满了这个布道的热忱。
This church was committed.
这教会非常献身。
But it always seemed like these great problems continued happening in the church. People would have problems that were just very odd, not normal problems. People would get sick. People would get into an argument. And things would just happen, just out of the ordinary.
不知道为什么了就会发生。
This is often what happens when people dedicate themselves to God.
当我们献身于上帝的时候，这是会发生的事情。
So you have to be very careful about this.
所以你要非常小心这一点。
At times you may say things.
有时候你可能说一些话。
You may do things that offend someone without even realizing it.
你说的话，你做的事可能会得罪别人，可是你自己都不知道。
And sometimes one little comment may hurt somebody.
有一个小小的这个，你说了一小句话，可能会。
And you may not even realize that you hurt that person.
可能你自己也不察觉到你已经伤害了那个人。
Has that ever happened to you before?
在你生命中有发生过吗？
That person may be on the verge of, or they may be already struggling spiritually.
那个人可能属灵上已经在挣扎。
They may already be on the verge of giving up.
可能已经要放弃了。
And that may be the last thing that triggers them to walk away from the church.
那可能是最后一件事促使他们离开教会。
How can we avoid this?
我们如何避免这些事呢？
Following the principle of Matthew 18.
要跟随马太福音十八章的这个原则。
If you sin against your brother, or if you speak against your brother, or if you have a problem with your brother, go to him.
如果你和你这个兄弟啊，或者你的教友有问题的话，你要和他去商量。
Don't go to others in the church.
不要去其他的教友。
This creates all kinds of problems.
会制造各类的问题。
If you offend someone, go to them right away and apologize.
如果你得罪了别人，就直接到他们那里去，然后道歉。
If you yourself become offended by somebody, go to them and talk to them about it.
如果你自己本身因别人得罪了你，你也需要向他们跟他们谈话。
Don't let it build and build and build in your heart.
不要让他们在你心中一直的建立，一直的建立。
Because when the time comes for you to say something to that person, you will attack them, and it will be just a terrible situation.
因为当你应该跟他们说话的时候，如果你一直累积的话，你就会直接的一直攻击他们。
There was once a lady in the church where I was pastoring.
有一次我在一个教会做牧师，一个女士。
And she was a different lady.
是一个不同的女士。
I say that, try to say that very nicely.
我要很好，很友善的说，她是一个比较不同的女士。
She was very easily offended.
她很容易就被得罪。
But there was a group of us who decided to go to a restaurant one evening.
但是有一组啊，我们有一组人打算当那一天晚上去吃晚餐。
And there was two guys that I was studying the Bible with who were not members of the church that were also going to come with us.
所以我有两个非教友啊，他们也要去啊，和我们一起去用餐，因为他们当时在我和我一起查经。
And I asked the other members who were with me, I said, please be careful about what you say in front of these guys because they are not Adventists.
所以我就跟其他的教友说，你要小心和他们谈话，因为他们不是教友，他们可能会被得罪。
I've just begun Bible studies about them, and they're just learning about our church.
我刚刚开始和他们查经，他们只是刚刚起步的与我们教会的道理了解。
So while we were eating this food,
当我们在吃那食物的时候
，I overheard the conversation of this lady with these two young men.
我听见这个女士和这两位男士的这个讨论。
And she was telling them the story.Of a show she saw on 3ABN, the television network.
他在诉说他在一个这个三天使这个电视台看到了这个一个节目。
And she told them how there was a missionary who went to a tribal group of people in South America.
他就说有一个在一个在南美洲一个布道家去那里跟。
And he began trying to witness to the people in that village.
他就要在那村庄里做见证。
Well, the witch doctor did not, of course, agree with what that young man was doing.
巫师当然不同意那个男士所做的事。
And so he cast a voodoo spell on the missionary.
所以可以说他在那个布道士下了这个降头。
The missionary had also told them about the Sabbath, and they rejected the Sabbath.
布道士也跟他们说了这安息日的东西，然后他们拒绝了安息日。
And he kept saying that he was going to kill this missionary, the witch doctor.
那个巫师就说我会杀死这个布道士。
So that night,
所以那天晚上
there was a terrible storm that came through.
一个非常大的这个风暴。
And lightning struck the witch doctor's house and burned it to the ground.
闪电就打中了这个巫师的家里，然后把那个巫师的家烧毁了。
And she actually said the reason that that happened was because the witch doctor rejected the Sabbath.
并且说这个原因，为什么巫师的
Now, this lady is telling this story to a young man who's barely introduced to the Adventist Church. That may not be the best story to tell.
Are you with me?
And she had actually gotten offended at me because I asked them to be careful what you say to these young men. She didn't follow my advice. But for months, I noticed that something was wrong with her. She barely talked to me, she wouldn't even speak to me. Very unfriendly with me. And then some of her closest friends began to treat me the same way. Before I left that church to go to another church, she came to me and told me that how she had held so much bitterness against me for the last 9 months. And she said it almost destroyed her every day of her life. And I had no idea, really. And so she asked me to forgive her. And I said, there's really nothing to forgive. But I'm glad that you talked to me about this. Because this can affect your salvation. And mine.
And
I said, if you had not resolved this in your heart, you would have held that bitterness. And God could not have worked through you. And we both could have been lost over this. I said, I'm so thankful you came to me. And it was a complete misunderstanding. She had completely misunderstood my motives in telling her that night. She almost left the church. Just over that little bitty small matter. But the reality is that there are so many more people that leave the church for less than that. Over the smallest little thing, they'll leave. Because they've been hurt. And oftentimes, the comments that hurt them are unintentional. Or they misunderstand what that person was really trying to say. So if we are all practicing Matthew 18, just being open with each other, most of these problems will never happen. But if they do, prayer and sympathy for that person will always or many times win them back. A great time to reach out to missing members if they've had a problem with the previous pastor is when the church gets a new pastor. And if they have a problem with one of the members, don't send that person to visit them. Does that make sense? Alright, the second reason why people leave the church. Many times people get overburdened with their personal problems. And then they become discouraged in their life. And they become, they get to the point where they feel like they can't live up to the standards of the church or the Bible. Many feel like they've gone too far or they do something that God can't forgive. Some people who were smoking before their baptism and they quit, sometimes they'll begin smoking again. Because they haven't been really grounded or assimilated into the church when they were baptized. That's why it's so important to surround people when they're first baptized with lots of friends.
这就是为什么当一个人刚刚开始受洗的时候，你要以这些很多朋友围绕他们。
Here's what I found.
这是我发现的。
When my personal problems get really big in my life.
当我个人的问题在我生命中是非常的巨大的时候。
And I'm carrying heavy burdens.
我背着这个很重大的这些责任的时候。
Many times I find that the devil will increase my temptations.
我发现魔鬼会提高我这些诱惑。
He will increase the attraction to the world or to whatever I'm attempted with.
他会提高我向世界的这个吸引力。
And if I don't remain strong spiritually, I often fall into his trap.
如果我在属灵上不坚强的时候，我就会掉入他的陷阱。
This is what happens with people.
这是人发生的事。
So when you sense that someone in the church may be dealing with a personal crisis,
如果你认为一个教友在与这个一件事挣扎的话，
you really need to surround them.
你要可以说你要包围他，
and love them.
要爱他。
There are lots of signals that will tell you these kind of people.
有很多征兆告诉我们这种人的出现。
They start kind of withdrawing from people in the church.
他们可能开始远离教会的人。
They sit by themselves at church.
在教会之后，他们独自坐着。
They sit by themselves at potluck or lunch.
他们午餐的时候独自坐着。
They don't talk to anybody.
他们不与别人说话。
They slip into the church and then they slip out of the church.
他们可能就溜进了教会，然后听完讲道就溜出教会。
They slip in right when it begins and slip out right when it ends.
一开始直接开始的时候就准时溜进去，一结束就准时溜出去。
If you notice somebody in your church that is fitting this description,
所以如果你发现教会里有一个某个人是有这样的征兆，
go talk to them right away.
直接就和他们说话。
What's happening?
什么事发生呢？
What's going on in your life?
你生命中有什么困难呢？
Are you dealing with any struggles? Is there anything I can do to help?
有什么征兆？有什么能够帮助你的吗？
Because if you can catch them before they leave the church, it's much better than waiting until they do.
因为如果他们离开教会之前你就抓紧他们的话，比起如果他们离开教会你要应对他们还容易。
When you go to their home,
当你去他们家里的时候，
and maybe they've started smoking or drinking again.
可能他们又开始吸烟啊，喝酒啊。
They already know that they're doing the wrong thing.
他们已经知道他们做的事是错的。
You see, the drinking or the smoking is not the problem.
问题不在他们喝酒抽烟。
It's only the fruit.
喝酒只是抽烟只是那个果子。
Of the root.
而是这个根的果子。
In other words, when people turn back to their old lifestyle after they come into the church, it's often because there's a deeper problem involved.
那别人在进入教会后还是回到他们原本的这个生活的时候，就代表一个更深入的这个问题。
You don't have to tell them that it's wrong to smoke.
你不需要告诉他们哦，抽烟是不好的。
They already know that.
他们已经知道了。
You need to help them solve the problem that they're facing.
你要帮助他们解决他们所面对的这些困难。
Work with it, through it with them.
要一起和他们一起解决。
And that will solve the other as well.
而会解决其他的问题。
A third reason why people leave.
第三个原因为什么别人会离开。
And this is one that takes place over a long period of time.
是这个是一个过很长时间的一个问题。
People grow disinterested in spiritual things because they lack a devotional life.
人们开始对属灵事情感到没有兴趣，因为他们缺乏，他们忽略他们个人的灵修生活。
You know, they fall asleep during the sermon.
他们讲到的时候可能睡觉。Or
they're just not, you ask them about the Bible and they're just not interested.
或者你问他们关于讨论圣经的事的时候，他们一点兴趣也没有。
This often happens.
很多时候这件事都会发生。
Because they have neglected for some time their spiritual life.
因为他们可能忽略了他们的属灵生活。
And it's a very, very tragic thing.
而这是非常悲惨的事。
This is by far the most common reason why people have problems and why they struggle in other areas of their life.
这个可以说是非常常见的是为什么别人在他们属灵上生活有这个挣扎。
As a minister, I found something to be true.
身为牧师，我发现一件重要的事。
When people come to me with problems,
当别人来到我面前有这些问题的时候，
about 90% of the time,
98% 的时候，
their problem is caused because they have neglected personal prayer and personal Bible study.
他们的问题是因为他们忽略个人的祷告，个人的灵修生活。
I mean, people come to me with sexual addictions.
他们来到我面前，他们讲他们有这种对性的这种产生
drug addictions
上瘾，他们可能上。
Or they're fighting with their spouse.
他们与这些 妻子啊, 丈夫啊, 争吵,
or they have anger problems or losing their temper and their family's falling apart.
可能他们有这些愤怒的问题, 可能他们的家庭在破裂,
I find that when you trace the whole thing back,
我发现当你把全部看回去的时候,
it ultimately is because they've neglected their prayer life and their devotional life.
最终是因为他们忽略他们的祷告生活,他们的灵修生活。
So when people come to me with their problems,
所以当有人来到我面前问,跟我讲这些问题的时候,
this is often the first question I'll ask them.
我通常会问他们这个问题。
What's your devotional life been like?
你的灵修生活是怎样?
You should remember that.
你应该记得,
when people come to you with problems and they want to talk to you,
当他们以这些问题来到你面前的时候,
you should ask them this question.
你要问他们这个问题,
How's your devotional life been?
你的灵修生活最近怎样?
And you will find that oftentimes they say it's not been very good.
你会发现最近他们就会跟你说, 不是很好。
Many times people who are on the verge of a crisis in their lives have neglected their devotional life for months or even years.
很多时候面临这些危机的人已经 忽略他们灵修生活几个月甚至几年了。
And the longer the devotional life is neglected, the more spiritually weak people become.
越忽略灵修生活,他们的这个属灵生命就越来越软弱。
I found that to be true in my life so many times.
在我生命中,我多次地发现这一点。
When I'm faithful in my devotions,
当我忠心于我的灵修的时候,
there's nothing the devil can throw at me.
魔鬼什么东西都不能,
I can overcome anything.
都不能让我跌倒,我能,
but when I get busy,
当我很忙碌的时候,
I don't pray,
我不祷告,
I don't read the Bible,
我不读圣经,
I don't study the Bible and spirit of prophecy,
我不研究预言之灵,
I find myself to be weaker and weaker.
我发现自己越来越软弱,
and the scary thing is I don't even realize it.
而最恐怖的是自己都不察觉到,
and then I end up doing something really stupid.
最终我做出一个很愚蠢的事,
and I find myself in big trouble.
我发现自己在一个非常难的困境中。
But as long as I stay strong in my devotions, I stay strong spiritually, I can resist temptation.
如果我灵修生活继续保持很强壮的话, 我也能抗拒这些诱惑,
have you found that true in your own life?
那你生命中也觉得是这样子的吗?
Many, many times I find that to be true.
很多时候我发现这是真实的。
When people first come to Christ,
当别人一来到基督的时候,
when they are baptized,
当他们受洗的时候,
we don't just assume that they know how to have a devotional life.
我们不单单的就, 假设他们已经知道如何有灵修生活,
we should teach them how to do it.
我们需要教他们为什么要有灵修生活, 怎么样有灵修生活,
teach them how to pray,
如何祷告,
teach them how to study,
教他们如何研究,
teach them how to live the life of a victorious Christian.
教他们怎么生活出这个成圣的基督徒生活。
There's no peace, there's no substitute for the peace that it brings for the soul.
这个从灵修得到平安没有什么能够代替的。
And if we don't show new people how to do it, you can bet for sure that that first love is going to wear off.
如果我们不给这些新信徒这些指导的话,我们发现这个初恋,像基督的这个初恋会失去。
We have to be very, very aware of new people in our church.
我们要非常小心教会里的新人。
Because if we don't take care of them, they will soon become missing members.
因为我们如果不照顾他们的话, 很快的他们就会变成失踪的教友。
There's another important thing.
还有另外一个重点。
We must not confuse service with devotion.
我们不要认为侍奉跟灵修是一样的。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢?
Here's what often happens.
很多时候是这样子发生的。
People get so excited when they first come into the church.
他们一进入教会,他们非常的兴奋。
That's what happened to me.
是跟我一样的。
I had spent hours in prayer and Bible study with God.
我会花很多时间祷告,很多时间查经。
And then we go to the church and we start wanting to serve the church.
来我们去教会,我们想要侍奉教会。
And here's what often happens.
很多时候是这样子发生的。
The church is so lazy.
教会是如此的懒惰。
They finally see somebody who's excited and they want to do something.
他们终于看见一个兴奋的人,他们要做一件事。
And they say, oh, we got somebody that wants to work.
他们就说,哦,我们有要工作的人了。
And so they let them be a deacon.
他们就让他做执事。
And the youth leader.
还有做青年团团长,
and the pathfinder leader.
还有可能这个前锋会会长,
and they give them like 15 jobs in the church that nobody else wants to do.
给他们在教会里给他们15样工作, 而且这15样工作是没有人要做。
This happened to me before.
曾经发生在我身上。
And then that person gets so busy that they don't have time for prayer and Bible study.
那个人就这么忙碌，他们没有时间查经，没有时间祷告。
And they're spending too much time in service.
他们花太多时间在侍奉方面。
Now, is service important?
侍奉重要吗？
Very important.
非常的重要。
But it never takes a place of devotion.
但是不可以取代灵修的生命。
In other words, if I don't have the desire in my heart to serve Christ,
就是说如果我心里没有这个
Because of the time that I've spent with him, then eventually my desire to serve will die out. And then I become burnout. And I don't want to do anything, and I become discouraged, and I just fade out of the picture. And then people will thump their chest in the church. And they'll say, well, it's a sad thing. But I guess he just wasn't grounded enough in the truth.
但是他们就说，哦，可能他就没有打好他的根基在真理。
That's the worst attitude we could have. Because of the church's laziness, they often burn out people that are willing.
教会的懒散，他们很多时候就让这些愿意做的人做到他们要死要活。
So if you're a leader in the church and there's a new person,
所以如果你在教会里是领袖的话，而有新的教友，
teach them the balance of devotion and service.
教他们灵修和侍奉的这个平衡。
Don't run them into the ground.
不要把他们做到他们像一头牛一样。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的？
All right. Fourthly, the perception that the church is no longer relevant to their personal life or it doesn't meet their needs.
意思就是他们有这个观点，教会不再对他们生活有所关联，也不帮助他们的需要。
This often happens right after baptism if a person is not really brought in and embraced by the church family.
很多时候这个是发现到他们刚刚受洗的时候，之后他们进入教会，他们发现他们不被这些教友们所接受。
One of the ways to avoid this is to help people feel needed.
其中一个方法就是要让他们感觉到他们有被需要。
Put them to work right away.
直接就让他们去工作。
Don't say, oh, they have to wait for a year for probation.
不需要说，哦，你要等一年啊，你才可以去做工。
Give them something to do.
要给他们某些事情来做。
Let them have the prayer up front.
要给他们啊，在前领。
Let them take up the offering.
领众祷告，让他们给送。
Let them help in the sound booth.
让他们帮忙在这个音响系统。
Let them do something.
让他们做某件事情。
Keep them balanced.
让他们有这个平衡。
Don't give him too much.
不要给他们太多。
But they need something to do.
让他们需要一些事情来做。
I found that to be so true in the churches I've worked in.
在我工作里的教会，我发现。
The people that we put to work after they're baptized are the ones that often stay.
受洗后有工作的人，就是在教会里侍奉的人，通常会留在教会里。
People want to feel like they're contributing. They want to feel like they're needed.
人们都要觉得他们在奉献，他们有受需要。
Once they're baptized, we shouldn't still treat them like they're somebody different than the inner group.
当他们受洗之后，我们不要把他们看待成哦与我们不同的人。
And then the fifth reason people often leave the church.
第五个原因为什么他们离开教会？
It's because of deep personal tragedy.
可能是一个深刻一个个人的这个悲剧。
I don't know how many people I have talked to.
很多次我与别人交谈的时候。
How many people I visited.
我很多探访的人。
And they tell me.
他们对我说。
I remember this one particular lady.
我记得其中一个女士。
She lost her husband.
她失去了她的丈夫。
At the beginning part of the year.
而是在年头的时候。
In the middle part of the year, her son died.
在年终的时候, 她的儿子死了。
And then her sister died.
而她的姐姐也死了。
Then her mother died.
她母亲又死了。
And then her daughter died, all in the same year.
同一年她的女儿也死了, 全部人同一年。
And about November, I was new in the area and I went to visit her.
但11月的时候我在那个地区算比较新的，但是我去探访他。
And she said, you know, my husband died in January. He died in the first part of the year.
他就说我丈夫在1月死去。
And she said, and all these family members have died.
而他说这些不同的家人都死去了。
And you are the first person from the church who's contacted me.
你是第一个从教会里的人来联络我。
That is a shame.
这是非常羞耻的事。
That is sad. And if people don't feel like we care about them as the body of Christ, they're not going to want to stay in the church.
如果他们不觉得我们关心他们的话,
When people have deep personal tragedy, you need to surround them. My father-in-law's church is wonderful at this. My mother was going to church there. And she came out to visit me for 5 weeks. And when she returned, just a week later, her house burnt to the ground. She was not even a member of that church. And the church took up a donation for her. More than $1,200 US, $1,200 US. You think that was winning to her heart? When someone dies in the family, my father-in-law's church, they just bring food and they bring flowers and they come and they stay with them and they just make people feel so loved. That's what a church family should be about, right? But often when people don't experience that, they eventually leave the church. Why would they want to stay? Why would you want to stay in a place where people treated you like you're more of a bother than you're a loved family member? How do you think that makes God feel? Probably not very good, right? So how do we prepare for visitation? What's the practical side of this? We know why, for the most part, that most people leave the church. Now we understand that, we know how to approach that person when we know what the reason is they left. So how do we do this practically? Well, before anything, we have to have the right attitude. And Luke chapter 15 of the Bible, it talks about the prodigal son. This son who left home and asked the father to give him everything that he deserved. And when he left home, he spent everything. And he actually ends up feeding pigs. That's not what he should have been doing. He was the son of a wealthy farmer. A wealthy landowner. That lost son represents those who leave God's church. They leave the father's house. But as the story goes, the father sat upon the porch waiting for his son. Looking for him. And finally the son one day wakes up and he realizes what terrible choices he's made. And when the son begins to come back home, the father sees him. And he has compassion, the Bible says. And he runs to his son and he embraces him. And he welcomes him home. That is the attitude that we should have. But often we have the attitude of the older brother. He wasn't happy, but he was angry when his brother came home. He was jealous. And he was afraid that this brother would get something that he wasn't going to get. Sadly, in most churches I've been in, this is the attitude of the members. But we need an attitude like the Father, amen? So the first thing we need to win these people back is the right attitude. Missing members, they don't need condemnation. They don't need lectures about what they've done wrong. But they need a fresh revelation, a fresh understanding of God's love for them. They need a Luke 15 experience,
amen?
I want you to notice the statement here. It comes from the book 2 Testimonies, page 218.
It says this.
Some of the church had no special anxiety to see Brother A return. They cared not enough to turn from their pride and make special efforts to help them to the light. They stood back in their pride and said, "We will not go after him, let him come to us." Have you ever heard people say that before? That's sad. Viewing the feeling of his brothers toward him as he did, it was impossible for him to do this. In other words, he saw how they felt about him, and how could he possibly approach them? Notice what she says next. Had they regarded the lesson taught by Christ, they would have been willing to yield their dignity and pride and go after him. They would have cried over them, prayed over them, and begged them to be faithful to God and to the truth.
And
would have asked him to return to the church. But the feeling of many was, if he wants to go, let him go.
但很多人的这个心里的感觉是这样，说如果他要走，就让他走吧。
Do you imagine how it must break God's heart?
你可以想象这样如此上帝的心碎。
For people to have such a negligent attitude.
人们有这样忽略其他人的感受。
But let me tell you today.
但今日晚我跟你说,
you may take pride in yourself. You may say to yourself, "Well, I don't have that attitude." But let me tell you something. If you are in your church and you're not making an active effort to reach out to these people, you have the same prideful attitude. You don't have to be the one that sits back and refuses to let them come home.
可能你不是那个就坐在那边不让他们回家的那位。
All you have to be is the one that does nothing.
你只需要是那个袖手旁观什么都不做的人。
The one that makes no effort.
什么努力也不做出的人。
And you are the same.
你就是一样的。
The same as these, the attitude of these people.
和这些人一样的态度。
You have the same attitude as the older brother.
你的态度和那个故事里的大哥是一样的。
We need to have the attitude of Jesus.
我们要有耶稣的态度。
He said, if there are 99 sheep and one is lost, I'll leave the 99 just to go find the one.
他说如果99只羊有一个还有一个是迷失的话，他就会离开那99去寻找那一个失落的羊。
Jesus calls us to do the very same thing.
耶稣叫我们做同样的事情。
And if we don't have a burden to do this, we must realize that it's our responsibility. And we need to pray that God will give us that burden. We need to wake up and realize that every day, for thousands of people around the world, it is their last day to live.
千千万万的人，世界里千千万万的人。
And their eternity is settled. And they may very well be outside that city when Jesus comes. Unless we're willing to go after them. So how do we do it? Getting started. There are several things we need to do. Number one, get a list from the church clerk of the members that haven't attended in 1 or 2 months.
第一个那个教会的书记,
You should have a record of who's coming to church and who isn't.
应该有一个记录，看谁有来教会，谁没有来教会。
Get a list of those people.
要有这些名单。
And put them on a list.
放他们在一个名单上。
Depending on you, and then what I often do is I advertise to the church that we are going to go out and visit missing members.
很多时候我就会向这个
Make announcements for several weeks in the church.
几个星期要一直的要宣布。
We're going to go out in 4 weeks and visit missing members.
我们四个星期内我们会去探访这些已经没有来教会的教友。
Ask them the question, how many of you know somebody that once came to church but doesn't come anymore?
问他们问题，就是问这个问题，就是说。 你们谁认识一些教友曾经来过教会，可是现在已经不在教会了？
We're going to go out. We're going to visit these people.
我们要探访这些人。
And we want you to go.
而我们要你也来。
You don't have to say much. All you have to do is be their friend.
不需要说很多话，只需要做他们的朋友。
We expect to see you here.
我们要看到你，我们期待看到你。
Then the next week, get up and announce it again.
下一个星期又讲一样的话。
We're going to visit missing members in 3 weeks.
三个星期后我们会探访这些没有来教会的教友。
In the next week, say in 2 weeks.
下一个星期又说在两个星期后我们会探访教友。
And then the next week, next Sabbath, we're going out.
下一个安息日又说下一个安息日我们就会去探访。
Keep putting it before the people.
一直要在人面前呈现。
Start praying for these individuals.
开始为这些人祷告。
Every week before you go out, after church, gather together for 20 minutes and pray for those people.
每天我们离开之前，我们要聚集为这些人祷告。
So set the time when you're going to meet together that Sabbath you're planning to go out.
所以那天安息日我们就定一下时间，要什么时候去探访。
Prepare all the names into give each person 2 or 3 names to visit.
给每个人两三个名字来探访。
Send people in groups of 2.
可能两个两个的让他们去探访。
Now if go through the list before you assign them.
在你分配给他们之前，你要看看那名单。
And ask if anybody knows this particular person.
可能问一下你们谁认识这个人。
Because you'll find that many times people will know them.
因为你会发现很多时候很多人会认识他们。
Somebody say, oh yeah, that's Bob.
谁可能说，哦，这就是Bob。
We used to go fishing together.
我们曾经一起钓鱼。
He and I were good friends.
我和他曾经是好朋友。
Should you send that person to visit Bob?
应该派那个人去探访Bob吗？
Yeah, right?
当然对嘛。
What if somebody says, oh yeah?
如果有人说，啊，对了，
I remember her.
我记得那个女士。
We got in an argument during Sabbath school.
我们安息日学的时候在争吵。
I really said some bad things to her.
我对她说真的是不好的话。
And we haven't seen her since.
之后就没有看见她了。
Should you send that person to go visit that lady?
应该派那个人去探访那个人。
It might not be the best idea, right?
不是最好的主意的。
So send the best people to go visit whoever.
谁要派最佳的人选来探访这些人？
Sometimes it's better to send somebody that they don't even know.
很多时候要派，可能可以派甚至他们不认识的人。
So when you go to visit those people,
所以当你探访这些人的时候，
bring some a loaf of bread or a bag of cookies.
可以带几片面包啊，或者带这些饼干给他们。
Bring some kind of gesture of kindness to them.
给他们一些表示你的心意的这些礼物。
So the week before you go out, you need a group of ladies and or men there to cook some bread and cookies for them.
所以当你离开之前的那个星期，你需要有一组男士或女士们一起的烘面包啊，或者做这些饼干之类的。
You can even include a small little book, a very small short book.
你甚至可以做出一个小小的这个书本。
Don't give them some big book that's going to take them a year to read.
可以给他们一个小小的书，不是给他们一个很厚的书，要让他们一年内才能读完。
Just something small.
是一个本小小的书。
Before you go out visiting, have a very thorough season of prayer.
你去探访之前，当然要有很好的一季的祷告。
Really pray that God will place a burden on these people's hearts to return.
真的要祷告，上帝会把这负担放在他们心里，让他们。
When you're at the door, identify yourself as a person from the local Adventist church.
当你在教会的时候，你当你在门口的时候，你讲你是本地的这个。 复灵信徒教会的这个教友。
They may already know you.
他们可能已经认识你了。
So that if they do, they'll recognize you.
如果他们知道的话，他们就会认得你。
And say, I've just stopped by for a few minutes. I'd like to just visit with you. Would that be okay?
就说我停留只要停留几分钟，我只要探访你几分钟，可以吗？
Just to spend some time with you.
和你花一些时间。
Sometimes people may be resistant.
有时候有些人会比较抗拒。
They may say, you know, I've been hurt in that church, and I really don't want to talk to anyone.
他说可能我在那教会受伤害，我不要跟任何人说话。
That's happened to me before.
曾经在我生命中发生过。
In that case, what do you think is a good principle to use?
而如果他们这样子抗拒的话，你应该用什么原则呢？
The feel, felt, found principle, right?
那个感觉过，感觉过，还有。找到了这个原则。
They say, I've been really hurt by the members of the church.
他们说我真的感觉我被这些教友伤害。
You say, you know what, I can understand that.
你说我能够了解。
You know, there's been many times when I've also been hurt.
很多时候我也感觉过我被伤害。
It's hard to deal with. I sympathize with you. I'm very sorry that this happened.
我非常挣扎的，我道歉这件事发生在你身上。
You know, I found that through time, God can begin healing those wounds.
我发现时间已过的时候，上帝可以恢复这些伤口。
You know, if you're willing, I'd love to just spend a few minutes with you, and I would like to just listen to your story. Would you be willing to just visit with me for a few minutes?
如果你愿意的话，我只想花几分钟与你在一起。你愿意和我在一起啊？让我探访你。
Sometimes I even put a little pressure on people.
有时候还可以施展一些压力。
I say, you know, I came all this way just to see you.
我说我从这么老远来就是要探访你。
You know, I brought you this little loaf of bread here.
我给你了这个面包或者饼干。
You know, my wife, she really worked hard this week baking this loaf of bread.
我的太太这个星期一直在烘着面包，在做着面包。
I'd really just like to spend a few minutes. Could I just come in just for a few minutes?
我只能
够 I won't stay long.
我可以花几分钟与你在一起吗？不会逗留很久。
I've never had anyone say no to me when I do that.
我不曾有人说不。对我说不，如果我这样子做的话。
Don't be pushy, but lovingly persistent.
当然不要逼他们，但是你要以爱坚持下去。
All right, once you're in the home,
当你在家里的时候，
demonstrate love, acceptance, and concern for them.
要给他们看到你的爱、你的接受，还有你对他们的关心。
In this visit with missing members,
你探访这些已经所谓消失的教友们。
Most of your time should be spent listening.
你们大多数时间都要聆听。
I just typically ask general questions.
很多时候我问这些普通的问题啊。
I'll use the Fort method.
我会用这个 Ford 的方式。
Tell me about your family.
跟我说你家庭怎么样啊？
And then listen.
好，你就听。
Do you have children?
你有孩子吗？
How long have you been married?
你结婚多少年了？
Are your parents still alive?
你的父母还活着吗？
And I just listen.
等等的问题。
You learn a lot by just listening.
你聆听的时候，你就可以学习到很多。
Tell me about your work.
告诉我你的工作是怎样的。
What do you do?
可能你在做什么？
Do you enjoy your job?
你喜欢你的工作吗？
And et cetera, et cetera.
之类的。
Just get to know them a little bit.
要认识他们一点。
No matter what the situation may be in the home, don't seem shocked.
不论状况如何，不要感到惊讶。
I've talked with people who used to be Seventh-day Adventists.
我跟前复灵信徒有谈过话。
And while I talk to them, they have a can of beer in their hand.
我跟他们说话的时候，可能他们手中有一罐酒。
They're smoking a cigarette.
他们抽着烟。
And on the table, there's a plate.
然后桌子上有一个盘。
That has pork bones and shrimp pieces on it.
盘上可能有猪肉啊，有这些虾壳啊。
You get the point.
你了解吗？
Don't act shocked.
不要虽然你惊讶，可能你不要表现出你很惊讶。
If they answer the door with a can of beer in their hand, just smile.
如果他们开门的时候手中有一个酒罐，你就笑就好了。
Hi, it's so good to see you.
Hi, 很好，很高兴见到你。
Don't say, oh, look what they're drinking.
不要说看看他喝的东西。
Just act normal.
只要普通的就跟他们谈话就好。
So after you've talked with them,
所以当你跟他们谈话之后
，ask them some spiritual questions.
要问他们一些属灵的问题。
So I understand that you used to attend the Adventist Church.
我了解你曾经。上过教会。
How many years did you serve or did you attend?
你在教会里曾经逗留过多久呢？
Did you serve in any offices? Were you a deacon? Were you an elder?
你曾经是执事长老吗？
How did you get active in the church?
你在教会怎么活跃呢?
You know, what was your favorite thing to study in the Bible?
你在圣经里最喜欢研究的是什么呢?
What was the greatest prayer that God ever answered for you?
好，上帝为对你解答的最好的祷告是什么呢?
Ask those types of questions.
要问这些问题。
Yeah, that makes sense?
有没有道理呢?
You want me to repeat those?
要我再重复吗?
Okay, you got them. All right.
好，希望你答啊，写下来。
You'll be amazed at the answers that people will give you.
随便回答你的答案，你可能会感到非常的啊惊奇。
After you listen to what they have told you, then share what Christ means for you.
当他们跟你分享完之后，你就分享基督对你来说是什么。
Give a very brief version of your personal testimony.
可以给一个很简短的自己的见证的版本。
And so most of your visits should be just listening to what they're saying.
绝大多数探访，你只是在听他们说话。
Don't try to butt into what they're saying.
不要一直插入他们的话题。
Don't tell them what they need to be doing.
不要说哦，你们应该做这个做那个。
Just listen.
只是要聆听。
They've had enough people tell them what they need to do.
他们已经够多人对他们说，你应该做这个，应该做那个。
At the end of the visit,
最后
I typically do not invite them to back to church the first visit.
那一开始我不邀请他们回教会。
Instead, I will maybe invite them to a social event.
我可能会邀请他到他们一个啊有这个。社交的这种活动
Maybe we're going to have a concert or something like that. I'll invite them.
音乐会啊，或者什么活动，我们就会邀请他们。
The only time I invite them to church is if they mention it.
我邀请他们教会唯一的啊可能性就是因为当他们谈到要上教会的时候。
Maybe they say, "Oh, I really need to get back to church."
他们说，哦，我真的要回去教会。
Then I invite them.
我就邀请他们。
Don't try to get them back in a church the first visit.
不要第一个探访就要哦，就要逼他们回教会。
Before leaving, pray with them.
离开之前和他们祷告。
Leave immediately after prayer.
祷告之后就直接了离开。
Why is this important?
为什么重要呢？
Because you want to leave them with a spiritual thought.
所以你要以一个属灵的这个状态让他们继续的思想。
Just say, I really have to go. I have another appointment.
说我需要走了，我有另外一个约定。
And then continue to pray that God will move them.
然后就继续的啊，祷告上帝会啊，感动他们。
Try to arrange another time when you can come back and visit.
要看看有第二次你能去探访他们吗
？Say, you know, I'd really love to come back and see you. Could I come by in a week or so and see how you're doing?
真的说，我真的希望再次啊来探访你，我能啊探访你多一次吗？
Typically, they will be very open to this.
通常他们会对这件事非常开放。
Ask them how they were doing since your last visit.
问他们啊，第二次探访你可以问他们，当时我来探访之后你怎么样啊
How are your kids doing?
你的孩子怎么样啊
et cetera, just make small talk.
之类的，就是讲一些小小话题。
Then in the second visit, there's three questions I like to ask people.
第一个探访，我很喜欢问别人三个问题。
Number one, what do you have to be thankful for?
第一是你有什么要感谢的吗
？That's a great question to ask them.
是一个很好的问题，有什么要感恩的吗
？Because it helps them remember the blessings that God has given to them in their life.
你让他们记得上帝在生命中赐福他们。
Secondly, I ask them.
第二，我问他们。
What has God been doing in your life lately?
上帝在你生命中。
That helps them to see that God still cares about them.
让他们看见上帝是关心他们的。
And if they sense that God has not been working their life, it will create maybe a desire in them to want Him to do something.
如果他们觉得上帝没有在他们生命中运行什么，他们就会有着欲望，想要上帝在他们生命中有运行。
And then the third question I ask them.
第三个问题。
Is there something that I could keep in prayer for you?
我能为您祷告什么吗？
This helps them know that I care about them personally.
这能让他们知道我亲自的啊关心他们。
And these three questions are powerful.
这些问题都是很有能力。
Very non-threatening.
非常没有威胁性。
Yet very effective.
但是非常有效。
After your initial visit, put their name on a list of church social events.
你啊，第一次的探访之后，就把他们名单放在这些社交活动、教会社交活动这名单上。
Anytime you have a concert or a program, invite them.
每次会有音乐会啊，有这些节目的时候，就要邀请他们。
Stay in touch with them.
要和他们保持联络。
Keep visiting them. Visit them once every 2 weeks or so. Even once a week if they're open to it. Tell them about what's happening in the church. Oh, there are young people that just got baptized. Or there's so many wonderful things happening there. Use important events that may be coming up as an excuse to visit them. You know, anything you can do to get in their homes, that's what you want to do.
Oh,
I just stopped by to let you know that we're having this special event in the church this weekend. Maybe you'd be interested in coming. Or I just wanted to tell you what happened in the church this Sabbath. So exciting. And just nurture them. Just show your friendship to them. Show your care. Ask somebody who has something in common with them to become friends with them also. The more friends they have from the church that know that cares about them, the more likely they're going to come back. If they have a lot of problems, like maybe they're having financial problems or something, ask the church to help them. Maybe they need groceries. Maybe they need to help paying the power bill, the electric bill. Whatever it may be, help them. And stay close to them. And gradually, as time passes, you'll see that God will bring them back. There's no greater joy than seeing people come back to God. Amen. I remember the lady that I visited once. She had left the church for 15 years because someone hurt her. I shared with her that story in Luke 15. How God had compassion on her and he wanted her back. And I told her how he wouldn't judge her, he would just love her. And I told her how the church was just longing for her to return. And I told her, you have this granddaughter whom you need to bring to church. I said, won't you come back to Jesus? Won't you let his love surround you? Won't you let him welcome you back with open arms? And she began to cry. And she said, with all my heart, I want to come back. There are many like her. Many in your own churches who are longing to come back. God is sending us. He's sending you to bring them home. Amen. How many of you want to say, Lord, use me that I may go forth for you? Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you are calling these wonderful people home. But you can't call them home without us to bring them home. Please use us. Please help us to get over our own self. To get rid of our pride. And to have a burden for these dear people. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.